Grizzly bears have been stirring up debate for decades in north-central Washington communities. Most people love them or hate them. They argue the bears are a necessary part of the ecosystem or a threat to their way of life. Now, the public is getting a new chance to share their opinions at open houses throughout Washington. EarthFix reporter Courtney Flatt has more about the controversy.
About 16 pregnant ewes lounge beneath a lone tree on McFarland Creek Lamb Ranch in Washington's Methow Valley. They stand up and shake the snow from their wool as rancher Katie Haven and I walk closer. Her sheepdog sense our presence from about a football field away. It's clear from their urgent barking that they consider me a potential threat to the sheep.
So that's Hallie there. She's about 2.5. And that's Alfred. Yeah, you guys, it's okay. It's okay.
These sheepdogs are new to the farm. Haven hopes they'll be just like the earlier generation of sheepdogs who kept fierce watch over her flock.
When they sense a threat, usually the female, she would just go around and get all the sheep in a corner of the pasture, and she would just plant herself in front of that flock. And then her brother would go right out to the fence line and bark and try to chase off the predator.
Usually, that's a coyote or cougar. But a new plan could bring more grizzly bears to Washington's North Cascades. It's an idea that's drawn passionate arguments for decades. For Haven's part, she feels secure, even though the ranch backs up to wilderness. She puts all her confidence in Callie and Alfred, and in the ranch's 5-foot fence with a double barbed wire rim. Haven says, for now, her attitude toward grizzlies is live and let live.
I'm actually thrilled to have wildlife thriving all around me, and bears, wolves, cougars, other predators. I mean, they're part of nature, and that's what we live with.
Other ranchers aren't so sure. They worry about safety. They've dealt with livestock losses from wolves and other predators. George Wallner advocates for property rights in western Washington's Skagit Valley, across the Cascades from Haven's sheep ranch. Wallner and his wife, Tina Champeau, both say they're worried about an errant grizzly bear wandering onto their property and feasting on livestock if other food isn't available. Wallner's comparison.
If I don't get lasagna one day, I may have to eat chili, okay? And if they get hungry enough, they're going to eat what they can get.
Yeah, they will.
The government is proposing several options for recovering grizzly bears in the North Cascades. The draft plans range from doing nothing to bringing in a few grizzlies slowly to even more aggressive relocation efforts. The ultimate goal would be to increase the population to 200 bears over anywhere from 60 to 100 years. Trading records from the Hudson's Bay Company indicate this area used to be home to thousands of grizzlies. Excessive hunting and isolation from other grizzly habitat has caused the population to dwindle. Wildlife biologist Bill Gaines says North Cascade grizzly bears won't recover on their own. To learn more about the bears, he and a team of biologists set up traps to snag grizzly bear DNA. They'd string barbed wire knee-high around a tree with a pile of sticks in the middle. On top of the sticks, they'd pour a soup of dead fish and roadkill deer. The smell is vile to us, irresistible to bears.
It's hard to even put into words how bad it is.
The goo has attracted about 75 unique black bears. So far, no grizzlies.
You know, sometimes I've thought maybe what I'm documenting here is the species going extinct in an ecosystem and kind of maybe slipping through our fingers.
When Gaines started studying grizzly bears in the early 1990s, there were about 20 that roamed the area. Today, he thinks there are maybe 5. Unless the government takes an active role in returning more grizzlies, he thinks their numbers will continue to drop until they've vanished completely from the North Cascades. I'm Courtney Flatt reporting.